Toronto's breaking news, traffic, and weather. This is Jerry Agar, News Talk 1010.
Now, assuming that you got a couple of miles on you, when you think back to the guidance counselor at the school, what did you think the guidance counselor was there to do? Now, maybe you didn't have psychological issues that had to be dealt with, and good for you. But I think for most of us, we think of guidance counselor as the person we went to talk to decide, help decide, what am I going to study at university? Should I go to university? Should I go for a trade? What do you think my aptitudes are? That sort of thing. I remember the guidance counselor giving us all a test that would indicate, you know, what kinds of things we might be suited for, help guide us into some sort of profession. Would you believe, I still recall this. Do you know what the test actually said I should do? I should be either a minister or priest or something like that, or I should be a teacher. They didn't like my answer. I said, I think if I were going to be a minister or a priest or something like that, I wouldn't need a school test. I think that's a calling. I think I would know that. I think God would have called me. And so, as far as being a teacher, don't take this personally, but I've had enough of this. I don't want to be hanging around this school any more than I have to. But that's what I thought the guidance counselor was there for. But now we're hearing, and you would have heard some extensive conversation about this morning on the radio, on Moore in the Morning and earlier on the early edition, school guidance counselors are stretched amid rising mental health needs. Joining me to talk about this from DocAmate.com, registered psychologist Dr. Oren Amate. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
So they say rising mental health needs. Are there more mental health needs or more awareness that kids need help in these issues sometimes?
I think it's definitely both.
All right. So let's talk first of all about if that need is there, is that the guidance counselor's job? I mean, are they trained for that?
No and no. That's the problem.
Okay.
The way you're describing the guidance counselors, that should be their role. They should not be dealing with, you know, possibly severe mental health issues.
Well, they're dealing with people who have suicidal thoughts, et cetera. I would think, and I'm not a professional in either side of this, education or your profession, but I would think that the guidance counselor's role there should be to try to facilitate the student getting together with someone like yourself.
Exactly. And sadly, over the years, we know that school psychologists have been cut dramatically. There are long, long, long wait lists for any kind of referrals, whether it's for something like assessment for ADHD or for mental health needs, other mental health needs. And, so that basically leaves parents up to their own devices. And we know that therapy can be very expensive.
Sure. Well, how much does it cost to hire you?
$220 to $225 an hour.
Okay. And so for parents of means, or even parents who can stretch their means a little because their child means so much to them, they're going to say, well, we're going to suck it up and pay that. But let's face it, for some people, they just can't do that.
No, exactly. And many times the most vulnerable people are the ones who can't afford this type of care. Now, I should be clear, I do offer sliding scales, as do other therapists.
Okay.
Right. And some of us,
I'm not going to get into it with you on your, I just wanted to know basically the number we were talking about.
Right. But I want people to know that I don't want them to give up hope. If they do
okay.
A lot of due diligence, there are resources available. But when a child is in crisis, the parent doesn't want to spend, every waking moment just trying to find help. They want to get the help.
Well, I think this is something like if you look at medical needs, sometimes some people have a doctor and some people don't. And so despite the fact they might have an OHIP card, some people just use the emergency room as their doctor. Like they just if they think they need it, they just show up there. And so maybe this is what's happening is parents are saying, well, I can't afford a professional. But hey, they've got a guidance counselor and that's free. Let's just do that.
Yeah, and sadly, that's often the case. Some schools will have a social worker who has training, depending on their, the amount of work they've done, but they will have some training. But again, when we're dealing with very serious issues, we don't want to rely on someone who's not well-equipped. And again, a guidance counselor, in most cases, in virtually all cases, is not well-equipped.
It's unfortunate to the guidance counselor to expect they would be.
Exactly, and it's very stressful because, assuming the guidance counselor has a heart and a soul, when they see people coming to them, begging for help for things that they can't help with, either they're going to try their best and struggle through it. That can cause a lot of stress. Or they're going to feel stressed in the fact that they can't help the person. They can't refer them to somebody because they don't have the resources to do that.
Well, even if you had a guidance counselor who, through maybe some extra study and maybe just happens to be a wise individual, could be really helpful to students, here's a number that's in this Toronto Star article about this, Dr. Amate. 1 in 10 schools is sharing a single counselor among 826 students.
Exactly. If you just do the math, they're stretched so thinly. So yes, even if they do have that wisdom or guidance, or they can be a calming factor, there's just not enough of them to go around.
All right, let me ask you, so we don't run out of time, a question on the other part of it. And I asked you if the rising mental health needs is because of more awareness or because there are more needs, and you said a bit of both. Some people are starting to say they don't have causation, but correlation between the influx of all kinds of electronic devices and a rise in mental health needs from kids. Do you buy that?
Oh, I definitely do. I mean, we know that there's correlation to it, but intuitively, and I think some research is now showing that there is a causal effect as well, that, you know, when you're spending all this time, and I've seen this in my practice, when you're spending all your time socializing, you know, electronically, you're not getting that person-to-person contact that we need to feed our soul, so to speak, as social animals, and B, people are being exposed to far more information, far more things that they cannot handle, that they're not equipped mentally or maturity-wise to handle, or psychologically. And see, so many of these kids and adults as well are looking at social media and they're comparing themselves to everybody else, it seems, around the world, all their peers.
Okay? Yeah,
not
yeah.
celebrities, but peers who have everything that they don't have. And that's causing a lot of depression and anxiety.
Well, the first thing they need to know is most of those people are lying.
Exactly. And you know, we need more social media savvy out there. And we don't have that. And that's where parents need to really step up. And they say, well, I can't do anything about it because as soon as my kid steps out the door, they've got their phone or whatever. Well, you know what? All the time that they're in home, you know, in the home, you can, you know, try to infuse them with a sense of reality, help teach them to be more savvy consumers of the, you know, information they are consuming. That's a parent's role.
I only have seconds for this, but is this something the government should solve, or does the school system need to step up?
Both. I mean, mostly it's the government. It's about funding. We need more money for the support that children need. That falls on the governments. And we need government oversight to make sure the schools aren't wasting the money that they do have. We know there's a lot of inefficiencies in schools.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. They took money that was supposed to help kids and gave it to overtime teachers. Dr. Oren Amate, always good to have you. Thanks.
Always my pleasure. Thank you, Jerry.
DocAmate.com.